It's so difficult to really change.
Difficult?
Why, look here. Changing from bad to good is as easy as taking your first step.
Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door. You never will get where you're going.
Hello, welcome to 4 Feet Running, episode number 66.
I am Nick.
I'm Dan. We are in Fall River today. This is the second time we're trying to record this show.
Yeah. We actually recorded, what, last week?
Last week, yeah.
But it was so noisy. It's just too hard to hear anything.
Yeah. And we had to constantly stop talking to allow traffic to pass by. Because for some reason, everybody was out with their noisiest, most rackety cars.
I think everybody needed a muffler last weekend.
Yeah, or a squeaky belt or something.
Yeah. Main belts are all broken and all mufflers.
All around the city. So we recorded the whole thing and then we were like, oh, you know what? I don't remember even what we said because we had to break it up like so many times.
Well, you tried telling, you know, what you did for the week and it took you like how many miles?
Yeah, like a mile and a half just to tell one story.
Yeah.
And it didn't even come out that well.
No.
I could tell better.
So, what are we doing today? You're doing a 5 mile tempo run?
Yes.
And it's still noisy?
A little bit, but we're going to head into a direction where it'll be a little bit less noisy, I think.
Oh, I don't know. I can't promise anything.
Okay. Yeah, I got a 5 mile tempo run, which means the middle 3 miles will be at around a little under 12 minute miles. And you have an 11, so you're going to keep going after we stop.
Yeah, I'm slowing down for you.
Oh, sorry. It's typical.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Okay, we just said sorry like 400 times. I'm not that sorry anymore, actually.
Da, da, da.
Just means an easy run.
Let's see. According to Fitzy.
Yeah.
That's his term for it, Uncle Fitzy.
But we're both restarting. This is like do-over week all together.
Definitely.
Do-over podcast. Do-over schedules for the both of us.
Well, I was doing a 19-week Runner's World half marathon plan.
Well, customized. You made it 19 weeks.
Yeah.
They only go up to 16 normally.
Yeah, I customized it. That I could have like a couple extra weeks in there. And just so I could have a plan to stick to between now and the Philadelphia Half Marathon. A couple weeks into it, I was just not doing that well. I had a crappy couple weeks.
Just couple?
Well, a couple, yeah, more than a couple.
Try the whole summer.
Yeah, the whole summer has been kind of a bust for me. Especially the last couple weeks. It's just been so humid. It's so hot, I have not been wanting to go run. It's been really difficult for me to breathe.
Well, August.
Yeah, the whole...
It's September now.
Yeah, now it's September. Through August, it was just... I couldn't get out the door.
It was 90 degrees temperature-wise and 90% humidity for about a week.
Yeah.
And then close to it, all the weeks around it.
Yeah.
So, we were both having very bad runs. This whole summer has been really difficult to adjust to the temperatures.
Yeah.
More than usual for me.
I think because the whole summer was like rain.
Well, from what, June?
Yeah. All of June was like that.
May, June.
Yeah. Most of July was like that.
Yeah. And cool.
Yeah. And then it flipped and became extremely hot.
Yeah, part of the humid.
Yeah, but it's so damp out. And just oppressive sunshine that just sapped all your energy.
You wanted sun, but maybe not that much, I guess.
Too much. That's too much. Like the Price is Right game.
Yeah.
That's too much.
It's just been a really tough running summer.
Yeah. I have not been in the mood to go running. I've been not in the mood to, like, keep up with this thing at all. Like,
you've been really down. Really, really down.
I haven't been wanting to do any races. Why am I even bothering? I try to go out for, like, 8-mile runs, and I make it, like, 2 miles.
Yeah.
I'd be dying.
Yeah.
You know, what's the point of this stage? Like, if I'm trying to go out for 8, I can only do 2, and I'm crawling on the floor, hands and knees.
Yeah. It's been rough.
So, I just got really kind of in a funk. Gordon will recognize that.
Yeah. We've all been there.
Yeah. And I just didn't want to do anything anymore. I was going like maybe once or twice a week.
So you're so down. I just told you to take a break and take a week off and ride your bike. And, which you did. Yeah. Once.
I did that once. But, and then you said maybe come back with a different schedule. Cause
yeah, we had 12 weeks left.
Yeah.
This is the end of week 12 to the marathon.
My running schedule from before, the 19-week one,
mm-hmm.
was like, I had all these longer runs, still in oppressively humid, hot weather, and it just wasn't working out. So you said, why don't you just sort of redo it?
Yeah.
Go to a 12-week plan.
Because, you know, that's a pretty basic amount of time to build up to a half marathon, 12 weeks.
Yeah. And, you know, chalk first couple of weeks up to just building up mileage and stuff.
Conditioning,
that's the word. So.
Well, it did give you something. It gave you back some running ability. Because
yeah.
You weren't running, before you started the plan, you weren't running very much at all.
Yeah.
So, it was hard for you to get out the door. You make more excuses too when you don't have a schedule.
Yeah,
I'm too tired. they just keep going.
That's an MP.
Okay.
And my
it
problem.
Totally is.
So I redid my schedule after I took that sort of week off fish.
Yeah.
I did like a little 14-mile bike ride. Because some of the time you can actually just sit there.
I know.
And yet you still move.
I like riding my bike in the heat. It's nice.
It was a nice little break using the bike in the heat. Because then I was able to keep cooler and still exercise.
That it was fun. You did it for fun.
Yeah.
While I ran 8 miles. Because you're missing the fun component of all this.
Yeah.
Honestly, I kind of ask you periodically if you're actually still having fun running. Because I don't believe you when you do say yes.
Sometimes it isn't for me.
I would
you
say
know?
Most of it. And I don't know. You don't have to run. No one said you have to run.
I know, but I do like it when it works. It's just, you know, when it doesn't work, it just frustrates the hell out of me. It's like I'm like this with everything.
I know. It's frustrating
life.
For me, too.
I just get irritated. I'm a perfectionist. And I set unrealistic standards.
Yeah, but you gotta blow me through it. You know, like with art. Creativity doesn't really come. It's not about that. It's actually sitting down and working through it. And sometimes it's painful to make stuff. The more you do it, the easier it comes. You'll still have a bad day or two, but
yeah.
You know you have to put the work in. Same with writing. You gotta figure out what, you know, what are those things that, what are those good runs like? Why were they good?
Yeah.
It's not just about, you have to have the perfect weather day or...
It's complicated.
Well, I think you put too many rules in place. The weather has to be just right. You have to have just enough sleep. You have to be just this way, way that. Maybe you're making it too hard on yourself.
I think I am.
Like, if everything's not in place, it's a little OCD.
Oh, yeah. So, I started just trying to have fun again. Luckily, the fun week coincided with some cooler temperatures, so that's been a big help.
And it's been cool ever since.
Yeah.
Actually, I can't complain. It's been perfect running weather.
Yeah.
So now you have no excuse.
Nope. Hey, that's why I'm out here right now.
this week.
Yep.
You're running 5 today.
6 tomorrow. I just gotta be better about spacing them out.
Maybe you should work on, like, what's a real excuse and what's just a
fake excuse.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I understand there are real excuses in the world. But I still had to do bed bug week and duty. And I still got my runs in.
Yeah.
Yeah, Grandma has bed bugs again. Yeah. This is the 5th time she's been sprayed. I'm irritated by the bed bugs. And I got to see a nest, and it was gross, and I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, you said the nest kind of looked like one of those alien eggs.
Oh, it was,
from the movie Aliens.
Yeah, it was like this black mass with like lumps and stuff on it. I don't know. Whoa. It was hard to, I didn't look too long. The exterminator showed me. Whoa. I'm still feeling itchy.
Yeah, I mean, your grandmother, people new to the show. 95 years old.
She lives in government housing.
In a big high rise.
And like most buildings like that, there's always a bed bug problem.
Yeah.
And particularly in her bed.
Yeah.
And she's very disagreeable about it.
Oh, she's like, the exterminator comes by. She's like, I'm not letting them in my house.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Sometimes she gets a little mean. Elder care is not exactly easy.
Yeah. Especially when.
She has her good days, believe me. She's got her marbles, but you know, they're 95-year-old marbles.
Yeah.
So some days it's harder than others. It's been a hard one.
But do you get them sprayed?
Yeah.
Well, plus it's like,
we'll be back next week.
I know.
You know.
But like, what makes it harder too is that, like, I know she's old. But she doesn't, like, appreciate the help.
No.
It's like we cleaned her apartment once, top to bottom. And her complaint was, we cleaned too much.
Yeah.
We cleaned her apartment too much.
Yeah, that was back in, what, February? Yeah. And she's still complaining that we cleaned her apartment too much.
We did too good a job.
Yeah.
Cleaning her apartment. We didn't have to do all that.
Everything was sticky and gross. Sure, we spent a lot of time cleaning, but it was worth it.
Yeah. Figured do a little spring cleaning for her anyway.
Yeah. But she's very disagreeable sometimes.
Oh, things have to be just so.
Yeah. I wonder what that's like.
Yeah.
All I do is live with these people that tap out everything just so. I'm not like that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Anyway, so.
Yeah, someone on the street really likes Garcia y Vega cigarillos. I've seen about 14 cartons of them.
Really?
There's another one right there.
Yeah, right. They smoke a lot here, huh?
Right here.
Well, it is the cemetery.
Another one?
Everybody kind of hangs out by the cemetery.
And this is why I'm not coming barefoot around.
Yeah, we can come back to that.
Yeah, we'll come back to that later.
Anyway, so I'm doing the Uncle Fitzy 12-week plan now. I was doing the 18-week plan, but, you know, again, I've been having a hard time with runs, too, with the heat and humidity.
Yeah.
Mostly the humidity. I've been having trouble breathing. I don't have asthma. I've never had problems with breathing. That's usually the least of my problems. But I couldn't breathe, like, half my runs. And they went terrible. Plus, my knee has been hurting. The last episode, we ran in the woods. The next day, I ran about 10 miles, and it was okay during the run, but afterwards, my left knee started hurting again. That worried me, because I don't want to have the same old, let's have a bad knee, be injured, training session again. It's slightly in a different spot. Originally in April, it was hurting behind the knee.
Now it looks like on top of the knee, right?
Under the kneecap.
Right.
Basically, it follows the description of, like, runner's knee, which is, the pain is under the kneecap, and it's usually caused by either, like, weak quads or very tight, like, hamstrings, or in overtraining, usual stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's tight hamstrings. I think that's why Again, I've been having those sciatic problems since you ran the half marathon.
A little tightness in your ass.
Yeah, and down my leg, down my mostly my left side. My left side takes a beating from the way I sit.
Yeah.
And I sleep on that side. It just gets crushed.
Yeah.
And it's not happy.
You're left-sided.
My right side dominates my left side. Yeah, it's been kind of an on and off sciatic pain. Mostly off, but it definitely it leaves me with a tight hamstring and bum.
Yeah.
It's on one side. Sometimes on two. So I've been a lot more careful this time around. I didn't run 20 miles on it.
Very good. You have a little knee brace?
I do. I got one of those patella braces, which just fits right under the kneecap.
It's like a little thin band.
Yeah. Someone told me about it last time I was hurting. But it was starting to clear up by then, so I didn't need to buy it. So the minute it started hurting, I went out and bought one for jumper's knee.
Oh, okay. Well, you are doing little jumps, aren't you?
Yeah.
Little tiny ones over and over.
So I've been wearing that. And I've been starting, now it's been 3 weeks. Yeah. It's been that long since we did the podcast.
Yeah.
I've been able to run without it on smaller runs without any pain. So that's a good sign. And I've been doing more stretches, a little yoga, rolling on foam rollers and tennis balls and things.
Yeah.
To really help.
The sciatic thing. You got like this one particular spot.
Well, it's a piriformis muscle.
Right.
It sort of works. It's sort of like swollen, so it hits the sciatic nerve.
Yeah.
It's all one great big pain in the ass. Really, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. You're asking, like, can you like press this one spot in my butt cheek? So I had to like make like a tight little fist with a knuckle sticking out and like lean all my weight on it. And you're like, it's deeper in there, I can feel it. Finally, I had to like lean on you with my elbow. Stuck an elbow.
I think I got rid of it.
I'm putting like, you know, 190 pounds of sheer manhood.
Yes.
In the form of my elbow tip on the side of your butt cheek.
I'm not talking about anything other.
No. Yeah, it's your mind out of that gut. I was like, Lena, like, how the hell deep is this thing in there?
Yeah, it's kind of a weird feeling when you roll on it with the tennis ball. Like, ooh, it hurts. I mean, it feels good. It hurts. It's kind of good.
Yeah.
It just like releases the tension of that, of that muscle. I have to do it, you know, periodically. I try doing it a little bit every day. And that seems to have really helped.
You were having very runs for a while, and now on the daily mile, you had more big smiley faces.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This week, having a do-over, it's just so revitalizing. You know, everything starts fresh. In a way.
Yeah.
So this week in particular, I feel great.
Yeah.
I mean, the weather's been perfect. My runs have been going well. My paces were, I want it to be faster.
You sort of almost got like permission to do this.
Yeah.
From Petra, from the UK.
Yeah.
Longtime listener.
Well, Petra's awesome.
Yeah, big fan of all the running podcasts.
Yeah.
And she's doing Uncle Fitzy.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, you can start over, you know.
Yeah.
Well, it's okay. You can do like one of the other plans.
Well, she said she and her friends thought that the most you can concentrate on Uncle Fitzy is about 12 weeks. Like, she's only done the 12-week plans. And I have to say, the 18-week would be exhausting. Because this week I would have had to run 55 miles, which I don't think I would have been able to take. So now I'm down to like, it's sort of like a recovery week. At 38,
mm-hmm.
which I feel much better about.
Yeah.
So she gave me the great push to do it over, which is funny because I gave you the.
I know you just you had just given me the same advice.
I didn't take it for myself.
No, physician, heal thyself.
No.
And Petra said.
It's funny how you need somebody else to tell you sometimes.
I know.
Thank goodness for Petra.
Shake it up.
also been running more on my forefoot.
Yeah, I have.
That's one thing I've been. When I hurt my knee in April, I found that using more of the pose method definitely helped my knee. I thought I'd try it again. Not that I haven't tried not to do it. Yeah. It's just sort of, I always keep those four things in mind: running on your mid to forefoot, keeping loose, having a lean from the ankle, and having a strong core, that sort of thing. Yeah, you know, like I said, it's, well, the chi in the pose book, it's basically the same thing. They're just trying to make a product. And they say they're different, but they're not really that.
Not too different.
It's really those kinds of principles. Those same principles of strong core, lean forward, use gravity, land on mid to forefoot. Uh-huh. You know, don't run tense. The chi book, I don't believe in chi. I mean, that's why we do that book. It's the chi parts.
Yeah.
You know, we'll reiterate it quickly, but, you know, it wasn't like the method. It was the chi part that we didn't like.
Yeah.
We don't believe in chi.
No. I don't just, you know, the things about the points that he made themselves make sense. I just don't believe in magical stuff.
No. And the pose book was far more scientific. He had tried doing studies and cited a lot of studies. I didn't get to check all the references.
Yeah.
But, you know, my biggest problem was, like, it just wasn't written very well. Yeah. I don't care for clip art. The graphic design on it was terrible. And it was self-published, which...
You gotta be wary of that a little bit sometimes. You know, depending on what it is. You're supposed to be having some scientific data in there.
Yeah. You need somebody impartial, not your wife, to be the editor.
Yeah.
Because what editors do are check the facts. That's what you do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was our criticism of it. And, you know, the little sexual things.
Yeah. That was a bit weird.
But, I mean, I'm sure the exercises were fine. I don't feel comfortable doing those. Even with you.
Yeah.
But, you know, there were just so many drills that involved things that it'd be hard to do on your own without a coach. And it'd have to be a coach that you're rather intimate with.
Yeah. Or a coach you don't mind being intimate with.
Yeah. Well, you want. But, I mean, the basic methods were fine. I mean, we like those. So I've been trying to do that. I'm not perfect at it, but I think because I've been building my core a lot more, I'm a little bit better than I was in April. And I started doing this before the Runners Roundtable came out with that Christmas jingle.
I know. You did, I swear. Trends sort of like just naturally occur. And they spread naturally.
Yeah.
You start thinking to yourself like, maybe I should start running on my forefoot more. Just before point when everyone is like, forefoot running is the way to go.
Well, not that it's not a new concept, it's just I wanted to implement it more so. And I've been trying to concentrate, because it takes more concentration for me. And that was a week before that Runners Roundtable came out.
Yeah.
Now everybody has Viva and Five Fingers. Oh, they're running barefoot.
I know, Steve. Steve Runner from Fidipidation.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to run barefoot. I mean, I can see the Vibrams and everything, but... Okay, we just ran over how many icky things.
Lots and lots of icky.
And, you know, a few weeks ago, I almost stepped on a hypodermic needle.
Yeah.
And that's not the first one I found. That one is just I almost stepped on it.
Yeah.
So, seriously, I don't want a disease. It's a reason why we made shoes, you know. And it's also a reason why I have to give my dogs heartworm pills and various other vaccines because they pick up so many things through their feet. I don't want hookworm.
No. Hookworm is disgusting. Does anyone not know the life cycle of the hookworm?
You can get them in Massachusetts.
I'm going to describe to you very briefly the life cycle of the hookworm. All right. You walk around barefoot outside. If you happen to step on hookworm, it burrows its way up through your feet. Through open sores in your feet or cracks in your skin. It goes through your entire, almost your entire system, except for your nervous system. It goes through your
circulatory
system, gets pumped up.
Well, isn't that when you sleep, it actually comes up your throat?
Yeah.
And up your windpipe and then goes back down?
Yeah, when you sleep it, because you're lying down, it crawls its way up. It goes up through your windpipe. It goes up into your mouth. And because it's an on and on reflex that when you have something in your mouth, when you're asleep, you'll swallow. And then you swallow with your stomach, you get worms.
I don't
know. It goes into your like intestines.
And they have hooks on them, so they're hard to get.
Yeah. So I don't want that, so that's why I wear the Brooks Beast.
If people want to do it, that's fine. I just hope that they do it on places where it's not full of glass and hypodermic needles and worms.
Use condoms.
Yeah, which we have a lot of around here.
Yeah.
Well, we do have quite a big heroin problem here in the city.
Yes, they do.
And they just leave their needles everywhere.
Pigs, you know? Come on.
I know. It's like...
Put it in a trash can after you.
I know. Never mind all the what's in the dog and remnants of, even if you pick it up, there's still remnants on the ground. I have a parasite problem.
You should. You don't want parasites.
No, they're really horrible. Your mom told me about parasites when she was in Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we have dinner.
Every time we have pasta.
Yeah.
In fact, or we used to have like spaghetti. My mom grew up in the Azores.
Barefoot, poor.
Yeah, barefoot and poor. Now, she didn't run better because she grew up barefoot. She grew up barefoot because they didn't have a store where you could buy shoes.
Yeah, they were
it's
really
just
poor.
As simple as that.
They had to share an egg four ways. One egg, one boiled egg.
One boiled egg, four people.
But she had worms.
Yeah, because...
And, oh my God.
Stringy white worms.
Did she have to pull out herself?
Yes, because they don't want to leave.
No, it's nice and warm in there.
Another gross podcast.
I know. Hey, all I can think about is like parasites and bed bugs and worms, and I feel itchy. Those Vibrams sound nice to use. The evidence is anecdotal.
Yeah.
There aren't enough studies to prove it one way or the other, to wear shoes or not wear shoes, despite what that Christmas Eagle says.
Exactly.
But I think it's enough anecdotal evidence to like do better tests to see if it does help.
Of course.
And it might not be for everybody. We are talking about ancient peoples or these Paramaharus that are smaller, built, not as much fat or muscle like we do like here in America. And, you know, back in Paleolithic times, they didn't live past 30 much.
No.
So, they might not have had as much knee damage, but I would have been dead already.
Yeah.
Well, A, I don't know if I would... Does that mean women didn't run? Because we didn't run to get the hunt the food, so should I not be running then? Or maybe I should just take off my bra. Because, you know, we weren't born with a bra.
No, you weren't born with one of those.
Why aren't I naked right now?
Yeah. The hell?
Stupid laws.
Why aren't you wearing naked right now?
I'm not anti barefoot. I'm just saying, you know, there's not enough evidence. And the anecdotal evidence that we have doesn't say that it's good for somebody over 30.
Yeah.
And who runs like we do for marathons.
The whole barefoot running thing has been getting very popular lately on Twitter and Facebook and one of the running podcast community. People have been trying it out.
Yeah.
And, like, I have to say, like, you know, again, it's like with the pose or chi methods. People can do whatever they want.
Yeah. There might be some grains of truth in there.
Yeah.
And some just good advice.
Just don't tell me it's magic.
No.
And don't make stuff up.
No.
And think your logic through.
I saw that Chris McDougall interview on the Daily Show. He said a lot of things that got my skeptic vibe up.
Well, he said that these Tarahumara Indians that live in Mexico, well, they grow up wearing no shoes, and they run better, and they just wear like these homemade sandals. Well, you gotta understand, they're doing that because they live in caves in the middle of nowhere. They don't wear shoes by choice. It's not their choice.
Their lifespans aren't all that great. And they drink like fishes, apparently.
Yeah.
I didn't read the book. I mean, to be fair, I didn't read the book yet.
I didn't either, but I'm just going off what he said in interviews.
Yeah.
And he said these native peoples went so much better because they wear little sandals.
Yeah.
Or like homemade things.
Or they
go barefoot. Again, it's not their choice. But they're doing that because they don't have a footlocker nearby.
But I have a bigger problem with like the magic involved. It's like there's no crime and war and
no disease.
No disease.
No hatred.
But except that they don't have scientists in this little tribe.
Yeah.
Or a hospital. How can they have statistics to see if they did have cancer? I've kind of noticed people who aren't exactly for it seem to be thought of as anti-barefoot. I'm not anti-barefoot. There's not enough science to prove it one way or the other. Now, Chris McDougall has been going around saying the shoe companies haven't said any, haven't retaliated. Yeah. I don't think that's completely... Well, A...
That's bogus argument.
That's a bogus argument.
Yeah.
But B, they kind of have in a way, because... They haven't outright said anything, but they have made shoes that are more minimal.
Yeah.
Well, look at the Nike Free. Well, Nike Free's, that's their answer 4 years ago. That's supposed to be more like barefoot running.
Uh-huh.
So they're obviously not against it, but they are a shoe company and they are trying to sell shoes. Chris McDougall was trying to sell his book.
Exactly.
I don't have anything against that either.
That's fine, but don't go around claiming that there's some sort of secret cabal of shoe companies trying to keep people injured and hurt wearing shoes.
I don't think that's it.
There's no conspiracy.
I don't like the conspiracy. Whether the shoes are good or not, I don't know. I would need more science on that.
Yeah.
There's not enough science. I need research studies. Most of the stuff I've read, it's like, the conclusion is we need more studies.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And if people want to try it and be the guinea pigs for now, that's great. Fine.
Yeah.
Just, you know, be careful.
Yeah.
And don't do too much too fast.
I just don't like magical thinking.
Yeah. I'm just worried about that aspect of it. You know, we may have evolved without shoes, been born without shoes, but we've also evolved to use our brains to make shoes.
And we have evolved since mankind has been wearing shoes.
Yeah.
Evolution does not stop. It's always ongoing. Natural selection is always occurring. It didn't stop at some point, and then humankind just decided to flout our ideal natural state. Anyway, but get back to the point. You're more on your forefoot.
Yeah.
How do you like it?
Oh, it's good. It's hard. You know, maybe it would be easier to learn barefoot, but... Or with a more minimal shoe, which I've been thinking about, so...
You actually bought yourself a pair of Nike Frees.
Yeah. Now, I'm not under any illusion that they're actually barefoot.
No.
But it's a more minimal shoe. I've been looking for something less heavy. And last time I got fitted was with that the Crazy Man Running Shop.
Remember him?
Yeah.
Crazy Man Running Store.
I don't know. Because I've been so injured this year, I'm not attributing it to shoes exactly. I think it's a lot of things. Speed work, increased mileage, falling in holes.
Post offices.
Yeah, things like that. I've been on this sort of journey to mix things up, change from Hal Higdon to Fitzinger, maybe introduce a more minimal shoe for faster runs. If the Nike Frees don't work, I think they're really great for walking in and very comfortable.
Yeah.
And I walk enough, so they won't be a waste.
Yeah, you just order a pair online.
Yeah.
Wait for them to come in and they figured, well, you were like wondering, well, should I get them? What if they don't work?
Well, they have a different kind of sole where they... It has a more split sole. It's a little bit more flexible. It's made with a different material than most sneakers' bottoms.
It's like segmented.
Yeah.
So it's like...
And they're lighter.
Several ounces lighter.
Yeah, they're about 7 ounces, where my shoes are about 11. Mm-hmm. I haven't done the Vibram thing. Yeah. Or if I ever will, I don't know. Seems like everybody's doing it.
Yeah. Well, you wanted a pair a while ago just because they keep your toes separate.
I know. Well, I love my Ninja Sauce because they keep my toes separate.
Yeah.
I love that feeling. I like being barefoot, but I don't like touching things. You know, we have two dogs and two cats that throw up everywhere. Yeah. And, you know, you find mystery things, spots.
Yeah. You're like, what is that? Is that an ice cube?
Or is this a vomit that they eat?
Yeah, sometimes I worry.
So even in my own house, I don't even want to be barefoot. Not that we don't clean it up, but it's, you know, sometimes you don't find it till later.
Yeah.
Man, if I get made fun of for having a bottle.
What would happen if you wore Vibrams?
I have to say, the Nike Freeze really look cute. Mine are 5.0 or whatever. And I guess there's 3.0s and 7.0s. And that just means a scale of support. Say one would equal barefoot, 10 would be a very rigid shoe. Kind of like your Brooks Beast.
Yeah.
So I picked 5 as a more transitional shoe. I mean, they were cuter than the 3s.
Yeah.
I never do that, you know, buy something.
What, shoes by color?
Yeah.
Have you ever met running before?
No. I'm curious to see how they work out. You know, I have specific problems. Like, this is one of the things, like, not everybody's made the same. We actually have a lot of differences, minute differences sometimes. Yeah, I have bunions, and they hurt. And my right foot doesn't have a lot of padding under it, as much as my left foot. So it hurts a little bit more sometimes. Because, you know, I wasn't made perfect.
No. That's another thing. When people say, well, you're born perfect.
No.
A lot of people aren't, you know.
There's no such thing.
There isn't any such thing. I don't like that argument. Because, again, you're thinking with magic.
Yeah.
People wear glasses. You don't tell people, take off your glasses. Because you were born with the perfect vision that you're supposed to have. No, some people aren't.
And some people are genetically prone to running. Especially, I think, if they're all in a 40,000 people tribe, where they probably crossbreed a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, your parents lived on a small island.
I know, I can't say I'm bred to be squat and short and be a nice boat anchor.
I don't know. I think we always know.
Back home.
Yep. When did we do this last?
Forever
ago.
Ages ago.
Anyway, it seems like this is the podcast that will never end.
No, I would like it to. I got something in my eye.
Yeah.
How's that?
I think it's attached to your eye.
Wait.
There it is.
Okay. Oh yeah, this is the podcast that would not die.
For no good reason. Well, we've been a bit busy. It's been one of those bed bug guests over, clean the house for fall, and have crazy dogs that won't eat their food.
Yeah.
And have neurotic problems.
Yeah. Won't eat, and when they do, they vomit.
But they're okay.
Yeah.
All of them. It's just been it's been one of those crazy 3 weeks or so.
Yeah, man, a month. Various problems conspiring to make this not happen.
Anyway, I'm tired of picking up vomit.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, 3.
Okay.
So you got your Nike Freeze.
I did. They finally came in the mail.
Yeah, we talk about them in the podcast.
Yep. I had just ordered them, I think.
Yep.
And now they came in. I got to have one run with them. The first day I had them, I just tried them on all day. And then I had one 5-mile run. I ordered them online. Now, I never tried them on in a store, and I never do that. I never, ever do that.
That's risky.
But I couldn't find them anywhere around here. I checked most of the big stores and a couple of small stores, nothing. Mm. Just nothing, you know. If you want Nike Pegasus, you got them everywhere, apparently.
Yeah. Throw a stick in any direction.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that shoe, but they're in every store. But not the Nike Freeze. So it was risky, and I knew online I did as much research as I could by Googling Nike Freeze, and I read everything I could. And the reviews were very good, except they did mention that they can run a size smaller, and I guess all Nike shoes can run a size smaller. So I took a chance, I still went by my size 7, and I got them, and yeah, they fit like a glove. They're kind of tight, but not bad.
Yeah.
With the insoles in and no sock, they're beautiful. They feel like a sock. And they're actually meant to be worn with or without a sock. So that's kind of cool. Apparently, they're washable. They didn't come with any instructions whatsoever on how to wash them, but I assume if you throw them in the washing cycle for gentle
and
air dry, they're cool to go if you want to go barefoot. And this would be very airy material. But I put them on, and you know what? It still felt like my foot was in a shoe and was sweaty after 5 seconds. So I'm like, you know what's easier? Washing a sock and not a shoe.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with a sock. And with the insoles, I felt like they were just a little bit too tight. Mm-hmm. I could have gone up another half size. But then again, it would probably be too long for my foot. They don't come in widths.
Right.
That's the problem. It's the width. It's a little bit too tight on the width because I have bunions. And my foot's pretty narrow except for the bunion part. And it juts out. And it's kind of a pain. I know. It wasn't made right. So I took the insoles out and I can wear a sock with it. And they're made so nicely inside. They're fairly seamless even without the insole. I thought maybe the seam of, the top to bottom attachment would be a problem, but I barely feel it. It's so smooth inside. Mm. The laces are supposed to be slightly askew, and the tongue is built in, so that's why if you want to wear it without a sock, there's as few seams as possible to irritate your foot.
Yeah, I see.
And so far so good. Yeah, I like that. It's really comfortable. They are very flexible. I actually prefer it without the insole because it's even more flexible and lower to the ground.
Ooh.
So, I was showing you, I can lift my toes.
It's kind of weird. It's like you had your feet in them and you lifted your toes and the entire shoe went up. It was like you were just wearing a sock.
Unbelievably flexible. Still feeling like a shoe. I mean, it still feels like a shoe, but it's like a sock shoe.
Yeah. Almost like, when you get old people, those totes toasties. They're just like a sock, but they have grippers on them.
Yeah,
so they don't fall
it's
over.
Sort of like that. Yeah, they have those segments, so they can bend more to your foot. It's definitely still, not barefoot, but it's definitely more flexible and lighter. Oh my goodness, they're so light, especially with the when you take the insoles out, they're even lighter.
Yeah, I mean, you let me hold them, and it was like holding air. There's nothing there.
Well, the material is like sock. It's so soft. I guess I've read that they can tear easily, and I can see why, because they're really soft. So that's why Stanley has been pouncing my feet every time I wear them.
I know.
That dog just
loves destruction.
It's like a moth to a flame. He's just so attracted to them. And they are bright. They're really neon green.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were going to be that neon, to be honest.
They didn't look that neon on online.
I showed you all the pictures and they did not look that neon. I think it's funny, all this natural running and being more 4-foot, barefoot, but the shoes that are supposed to mimic these things, like the Vibrams and the Nike Freeze and what is that Terra Planta or whatever it's called, they're all really bright. It's like the 80s all over again. With neon whatever color.
Most unnatural colors.
Yeah.
Like, never found on planet Earth, ever.
So, I find that as an interesting design choice. But I still think they're adorable. Is that wrong? Am I too 80s that I think, like...
Nah.
I used to like neon green as a kid. That was my favorite.
No. Nah. Well, see, it'd only be too 80s if you start wearing your ponytail on the side of your head.
Okay.
And you wear, like, a huge Esprit t-shirt.
Yeah.
As a dress with a belt.
How many jelly rings should I wear? Those jelly bracelets, I used to wear tons of those. A lot of them neon green.
Yeah.
And neon pink.
I'll get you a hair crimper for Christmas.
Yeah. I might have one still.
I'm going to be switching to black and white checkerboard Vans.
I still think they're cute. Yeah. You know, they're gray and bright green. Super bright.
Yeah.
But not so bright because Stanley stomped them.
Yeah, so there's a little bit of dirt on them already.
Wow, I went for my first run yesterday. And, oh my god. It's probably excitement from new shoe, too.
Mm-hmm.
But because I could definitely do the more forefoot running, it was more flexible and I could feel the ground
mm-hmm.
A little bit better. I just went, like, so fast. I did not do my recovery run at a recovery pace at all.
No,
you weren't. I actually ran it faster than my 10K time.
Ooh.
And, like, the first 3 miles I ran at my 5K time.
Very nice.
And then I hit hills, so then I slowed down. It was, like, all uphill after, like, 3 miles. I don't think I've ever run a sub-9 pace, ever. In a non-race situation. Some of it, I think, is because they just felt so light and responsive. And mm-hmm. I didn't realize how fast I was going. It was just like, my step just seemed to be quicker.
Yeah.
And definitely more forefoot
yeah.
feeling. I could feel it. And I could feel it that night and this morning. Because my toes were sore. Some of my arch. Mm-hmm. Not painful. Just like sore like they had a workout. Like
yeah.
they had been lifting weights. That kind of sore.
Yeah. Like you'd had prehensile toes like a chimp.
Yeah.
And you were lifting some dumbbells.
That's what it felt like. So, you know. They got a little bit of a workout. And it was kind of nice to be able to feel your toes working
mm-hmm.
when you run.
It's
amazing. I'm sure this is what everybody seems to be saying about the barefoot thing.
Yeah.
But I'm still not going barefoot because, you know, again, it's dirty out there.
It's just dirty.
I ran over all kinds of crap.
Yeah.
I mean, literal crap.
Poo.
Yeah, there's some gunk in the treads of the shoe already.
Right.
That I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Not going to be barefoot. But this is a nice option. I rather like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a lighter shoe. And I think Nike says they're about 6 ounces.
Yeah, something
so
like that.
So, at a size 7 with the insoles in. So, with the insoles out, they might be a little slightly less.
Mm-hmm.
And compared to my 11-ounce or so Brooks, they felt really, really light and airy.
Yeah. My Brooks, I looked it up, they're 14 ounces.
Oh, my God, that's so heavy. But you actually, after I came back from my run, I was all glowing and, like, fast and happy and everything. You were like, I've got a lot, some, too.
I'm trying to cram my big feet into your little shoes.
You know,
let me try them out for you.
They're fun. I mean, it does feel different running.
Yeah.
It's definitely, because I wear an orthotic, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's for the bunion, you know, to, the crazy man guy said that it would help alleviate some of the pain while I run long distances to have the arch support in there. But it was kind of nice not having that. You know,
yeah.
I felt like it was definitely a lot more flexible for my foot.
Yeah.
Although, you know, I have to say my bunion was, especially my right bunion, where there's not very much natural padding
yeah.
under my foot.
Mm-hmm.
Again, wasn't made right. If I could put my ass fat under my foot, that would be swell, but I can't actually will it down there. I've been trying, it hasn't worked yet.
But, you know, so I don't know how well they will hold up for long distances or not, but mm-hmm. 5 miles is good for now, and I definitely feel like my feet got a workout. So whatever, you know, I know the barefoot thing, some of the proponents say that, you know, it will help strengthen the muscles in your foot, and
yeah,
it's like, and they still need to do a better scientific study of all this, yeah, these sorts of things, but, you know, I definitely felt like my foot got a better workout.
Yeah.
And I went for a run today with my Brooks, and they felt so heavy. Well, part of it is because I ran too fast yesterday.
Yeah.
My legs were exhausted, but my Brooks just felt so heavy. They felt like cement blocks.
You're not going to, like, give up Brooks entirely, are you?
No, I'm going to still do. I don't know how well these will hold up for a marathon or even a half marathon. I mean, I've only done 5 miles in them. You know, I'll definitely need to build up the, I guess, the strength of my feet to be able to handle them for longer distances. And yeah. I'm still not sure how my bunion would take both of them. Yeah. Would take, especially my right one. My right foot would take it. Bunion pain can be very painful.
Yeah.
It's very shooting up your leg. I haven't had it in ages, though, so I'm happy about that.
Hooray.
Yeah, you didn't have it last night, so that's good.
I have to say, one thing I didn't like about the freeze is that the name is completely wrong. They cost about $80.
I know, $85.
Oh, it's even worse than I thought.
I know. Well, I got free shipping from eastbay.com, so
hey,
that was good.
All right.
And they ran out of my color and my size on East Bay, and there are none in that color on nike.com.
Down. What, did they sell out of them? Or?
Yeah, they sell out of that green color. So I like them. You gonna get some?
I don't know. I mean, I would have to, I think I'd probably not just go out and buy them. I think because I'm a heavier guy and I have a stompier gait.
Yeah.
I still have a feeling.
Well, it might be because you have 14-ounce shoes on you.
It might be. Although the other ones that I used to have, the ones that made my knee all up, the Asics, they were lighter, but they hurt my knee after a while running in them. I'm not sure if it's that specific shoe, or maybe I'd even do better like with less of a shoe. Or
who knows anymore?
Who knows what?
Bloody controversy.
I know.
But, I mean, I figure I could try them, because as described on the website, mm-hmm. it's Nike Freezer for a neutral to underpronator. You know, I run that range. I have you know, my feet don't do anything odd.
See, I don't know if that would be good for me then, because I do, overpronate, underpronate, I don't know what the hell I do.
You overpronate, I think. Well, I don't know, the guy, actually, they told you both.
The guy at the Crazy Man Running Store, which we haven't gone to in a while, we kind of gave up on him.
Yeah.
He gave me both stories. He didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
Yeah, he made up things, I think.
Yeah.
He also said he was better. He had more knowledge than a podiatrist, so.
Yeah.
Which is why we kind of stopped going to him.
Yeah. He's a fibber.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true. I mean, they did have a medical degree.
Yeah.
He didn't.
He sells shoes.
Yeah.
You know, that's got to count for something. You know, because and I gotta, like, be careful that I don't cause any, like, knee pain or whatever, I'm not sure.
And you haven't had any with your Brooks Beast.
I have not had any since I've been wearing the Brooks Beast, so I figure they've been fine, I'll keep wearing them.
No, I mean, one of the things is, you know, with this whole, like, running barefoot, which I think it's less about running barefoot, just about mechanics.
And that would be, that's fine.
And barefoot's just an easier way to get there.
Yeah. I think my problem, just to sort of like re-summarize what we said in the podcast or whatever, my big problem is just that I just don't believe in the magic that people are proposing that would involve direct contact with your feet on the floor.
Yeah.
But, you know, when it comes to like, well, maybe if you did that, then you would run on a particular way, and running that particular way is better for you, then, yeah, there might be something to that. Who knows?
Yeah. And the thing is, there aren't enough studies to prove that that's going to cause less injuries.
Yeah.
There's actually no studies. It's just anecdotal evidence right now.
Mm-hmm.
And not to say that it doesn't. It just, scientifically, there aren't any structured studies for this. Mm-hmm. There's not even enough structured studies relating to people who ran before the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of those people wore trainers, basically, or light shoes, and now they're older and they're injured.
Yeah.
So we have to study,
you gotta
is
take
that the
account.
Shoe, or take that into account? I mean,
And not saying that that's the answer. We're just saying that's another piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, just a piece. But anyway, I do like my more minimal shoes.
Yeah.
And, still clean feet. No worms.
No worms. Yeah, I'll try running around in my Chuck Taylors outside and see what happens.
You know, they're not as flexible, because I wear Chucks all the time.
Yeah.
You can't lift your toes.
The idea of them intrigues me, but I think I would probably go to a running shoe store myself and ask, if this would be a good idea for me first, rather than, I can see you doing it because, you're lighter and you have a lighter gait and, you could probably pull it off, but I would worry about me specifically.
That's what I don't know because I don't know enough. I'm not a podiatrist.
Yeah.
I don't have a medical degree. I wouldn't ask Crazy Man either.
No.
He'll just give you a whole other story.
Just fibs.
Yeah.
You just tell fibs.
Yeah, I wish I could wear them all the time, though, because they are really comfortable. I just want to wear them every day. I read some reviews like, I bought 5 pairs because I wear them all day. And my only thing, I guess, would be that I would like a little less of a heel on it. Mm. I think it's a little bit too thick.
Right.
I think we can get away with like a little less for contact with the ground. Because, it feels off balance, I guess.
A little bit. Like you're leaning forward.
I should be... Why didn't I go into industrial design? I could redesign garments and shoes. That was a fire program. That was expensive at RISD.
Was it?
Yeah. They recruited a lot of people for Reebok there. That was a hard program. Anyway.
Enough
about school.
So we have a whole bunch of email that we should probably get to, because we have a whole bunch of email.
Yep.
The first one that we got, God, some of this stuff is kind of old. I'm sorry.
I know.
I apologize, people, but some of this stuff is like a month old.
We got really behind on everything. I apologize for not writing back. It's just crazy. Yeah.
We read everything. I swear, we read it all, but sometimes it just takes us a while. We're a little busy. But the first one we got is from Steve. I just listened to your 2-year anniversary podcast. You guys always make me laugh and aspirate my Cytomax. Thanks so much. I'm the old guy who emailed you way back in the early spring before running my first Boston Marathon. I remember that.
Yes, I do too.
It was an amazing experience. A wonderful time, other than the horrific calf cramps after Heartbreak Hill that felt like I had snakes down there swimming and digging their fangs deep into my muscle tissue. And then the hallucinations once I was on Beacon Street. I swear to God, those fire hydrants were barking at me. But yet, I can't wait to go back and do it again.
I know.
Despite the snakes and the hallucinations.
Yeah. Who was in that? That Gatorade.
No, what the hell were you drinking there, pal? But he qualified for 2010 in the Old Farts H group.
Wow. Yeah, he's fast.
Yeah.
He keeps saying, for an old guy, but no, he's just fast.
Just in general, you're just fast, pal. I ran my first Falmouth last weekend, 20,000 feet running 7 miles, and I'm training for the Bay State Marathon in October. He has lots of time on his hands. Thank you again, Steve. And definitely let us know how it goes in 2010 for Boston Marathon.
No hallucination. Why can't I say it? Hallucination.
Yeah.
Sorry, sometimes I used to have a stutter as a kid. So sometimes S sounds, I still come back once in a while. Yeah, I was a messed up kid. I had to go to speech therapy.
Aww. You almost deaf.
What's that?
You almost went deaf.
Yeah, I almost went deaf.
Right.
I was ill for like a good month for like various blood problems. That was fun.
Well, you're here now.
Yeah. sort of. Except for my wisdom teeth seem to have to come out now. What the hell? Again, wasn't made perfect.
Keep holding on until we get the dental insurance. Yeah. Open enrollments in January. Anyway, we got another one from Joe. He writes, this is Joe from London, Ontario, Canada, between Buffalo and Detroit. Hey, that is where Libby is from.
Hey, from the 50 Counting Down podcast.
Fantastic podcast. It really doesn't suck.
Hooray!
Hooray! I started listening this year, just found you through iTunes due to your great name. Thank you. Like everyone else, I'm now caught up on all the old episodes. I started running last year, and it was nice to hear Dan comment on some of the same experiences. I signed up for my first races, a 15K, and two half marathons in the next 2 months in Toronto. Wow.
He's going to be busy. Or he was.
I know. A while ago now. Probably all done by now. I've attached some screenshots of the iTunes comments as we see them here in Canada. And keep up the great work. And he left us an iTunes review.
Yay.
Yay. The nice thing, actually, there is a trick if you're in another country and you want to look at the iTunes comments in a different country from yours.
Oh, yeah, you just figured this out.
Yeah, down if you're on the homepage of the iTunes store, down at the very, very bottom, there's a little flag. And if you click that, you can tell it that you're in a different country.
Ah.
You can set your country to, like, say, Canada or the UK or whatever.
Yeah, it was nice to read the other comments from other places.
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't before, we didn't know what they were.
We didn't know.
It felt bad.
But you can't buy anything from the store that way. But I don't believe. Around. But you can look around. Mm-hmm. You can see what the top podcasts are in, like, you know, Egypt or whatever. But thank you very much for writing that review. He wrote, let's briefly read it here. Run alongside Nick and Dan as they train, race, and explore life. The married duo share the struggles of a new runner and the challenges of a marathoner. Follow along during the first few-mile long runs, race day preparations, first races, multiple marathons, personal bests, and personal worsts. Through it all, there are many laughs, terrific soundtracks, and great company. Fun, sincere, and inspiring.
Aww.
Thank you very much, Joe. That's very nice of you. Thank you, everybody, whoever leaves reviews on iTunes. We do appreciate it. We read them all.
Yes.
We got another one here from Mr. Beefcake. I love getting emails from Mr. Beefcake. Just because I like saying that.
I do. Me too.
He writes, we were out of town for the weekend and I returned to find it had rained a lot and I had about a foot of grass in my yard. Even though it was still damp, I started mowing it this afternoon and put on episode 65 to keep me entertained as you two were stumbling and grumbling through the trails of the Massasoit State Park. I was shoving the mower through deep grass and over hidden tree roots. Then, as you began getting set upon by mosquitoes, I went from the sunny front to the shady, hot, and humid backyard, and, yep, you guessed it, there were the mosquitoes. like Nick, I am an absolute mosquito magnet, even with the repellent on, and without it, which was the case, I was doomed. However, it was only about 50 feet to my kitchen where I found the repellent and doused it all over me, so my overall mosquito body count was relatively low.
See, ours was much, much farther away.
Yeah.
Although I did read on the AP why they think that some people are more attracted to, or more mosquitoes are attracted to some people than others.
Yeah.
And
stress level?
It's stress level. People who are a less stress level, who are less stressed out, tend to attract the mosquitoes more. People with more of a stress level, higher stress level, I guess they produce a certain chemical that the mosquito doesn't like as much.
Oh.
So you're not as tasty.
Right. That must be why I don't get bitten as much, because I'm higher stress.
Yeah, you are. You keep it all in.
Yeah. I seem laid back, but inside I'm just a big bundle of nerves.
Yes.
And it roils around in there and gets all mixed up with the bile and just sits way down deep in the bottom of my stomach.
Yeah, you don't taste good to mosquitoes, so.
No.
So thanks, I get them all.
So what I need to do is with you is like poke in the face over and over again.
Just stress me out.
Try to stick my finger in your nose.
Yeah. Pick up your socks less. How about that? Right. That stresses me out.
Can do. Wait, there's a letter here. from...
I am. Mr. Sorry, Beecher. Mike.
Thanks for keeping up the great work and making me laugh. It was good to hear you running with the dogs, too. As you know, my lifetime running companion was my Brittany Spaniel Millie, and she died a few weeks ago at age 13.
I know. I feel so bad about that.
Yeah.
It's never easy losing a pup.
Very, very hard. I'm glad to hear you were both doing some strength training along with the running. I know, well... Yeah.
Well, that's kind of fallen.
I'm gonna keep up with that.
Yeah, me too.
I know Nick has been at it a while, and she has really some great upper body definition in that photo with Dan's mom from your last episode. It's true, you got like massive guns.
I'm working on it. Although, August was tough. I have to say, the heat... I think marathon training and heat... made me so tired. My strength workouts were kind of blech when I did do them. How's yours going?
Just too lazy. Just sheer laziness. I gotta keep it up. I don't know. I just don't get the same thrill out of it that I do with running.
I didn't before, but
keep up with it. And then
because
work.
Of that whole New Year's resolution, it's a New Year's resolution. I've really kept up, except for August. You know, I still kept up some, but. I was a little bit... It's just exhausted. Just plain exhausted. Yeah. But I'm picking it back up again. And I actually enjoy it a bit. I'm trying to mix it up a little bit to keep it interesting.
See, I think I just gotta blog it more on, like, Daily Mile and stuff. And then maybe I'll feel like it's... Like I'm getting more out of it. Not that I don't get anything out of it now. But, you know, it's like... Then I get a little praise. I get pat on the back.
Yeah, praise is good for you. You like praise. Yeah. You like the dog.
I know.
I like to be told that they're good dogs.
Yes. Thank you very much, Mr. Beefcake. We got another one here from Connie. Last year I started running and, of course, listening to podcasts. Running podcasters are so upbeat and positive most of the time that I started downloading each one I could find. One of them was yours. But then she said she gave it up because it sounded like we were bickering in one episode.
That's all you do is bicker, 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 bicker.
Bicker, bicker, bicker. I don't bicker, you bicker.
Actually, we don't.
No, we don't really bicker.
We actually don't fight.
No, we don't.
Here's a secret to our marriage. We don't really fight.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It may sound like we bicker, but I'm just picking on you.
Yeah, it's more for fun.
Yeah.
It's like pretend fighting.
Exactly.
But we don't fight. Because what I say goes.
Right, exactly.
No,
and that's how it works.
It's not like that. Some when you don't pick up your socks. Actually, I end up picking them up anyway and putting them in the laundry.
I pick them up too, but I don't.
I picked up about four pairs today.
I wear a lot of socks.
How many socks do you wear a day? Do you go through like several pairs? Because
yeah, sometimes it's like two pairs of socks.
Wow. No wonder why I'm picking up socks all the time. Anyway. That's it, we had a fight.
Oh, well, that wasn't too bad. It's all right.
Let me throw something at you.
No.
Oh.
Shut up, woman!
Anyway.
So she writes, but I may have jumped the gun. The last episode you did was extraordinary. You two compliment each other so well. I must have gotten an episode made on a down day before. Anyway, I've started listening to your show from the beginning and now enjoy it very much. And so glad I gave your show another try. Yay. Thank you, Connie. We got another letter from Parker, like Parker Lewis. Parker Lewis.
Can't lose.
He can't lose, that kid. Speaking of the 80s.
No. I bet they wore a lot of neon green.
First thing I just want to say, great podcast. I found it through Google last week. After listening to 3 episodes, I can easily say I am hooked. I guess I should explain a little about myself. He's originally from Arkansas, married, no kids. Unless you count the former stray golden retriever mix named Daisy and the toy poodle named Hoss.
That's awesome. Jinx.
Joined the Air Force a while back. That moved me to Fayetteville, North Carolina, then to Wichita, where I am now. Works mostly on in planes, mainly the communication and navigation equipment.
Ooh. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. You might think, being in the military, that I should be in pretty decent shape. Well, not so much. There are those of us that found loopholes in our PT testing years back.
Really? I thought they had to do like 100 chin-ups and stuff.
I know.
Like every day. I don't know.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't know much about the military.
I don't know either. But he says he got super fat. Last year, I was unable to use the loophole and failed my test. Faced with the possibility of not being promoted or getting orders out of North Carolina, I started taking my fitness serious. I was doing all right, bought the Nike Plus, and started logging miles. Very good. Me and a friend vowed to run around the entire flight line runway at Pope Air Force Base before I left. Well, the Sunday before we moved, we did it. 6.5 miles.
Hey.
Very nice. Then we moved in December. It was cold here, and we were in a new, unfamiliar place, so I started eating for comfort again, gained some weight back. My wife finally told me, hey, why don't you go to Weight Watchers with me? She had started and got to her goal weight during one of my deployments and was able to keep it off. Very nice.
Oh, wow. Congrats. I hear Weight Watchers helps a lot of people.
Yeah, it does. I said, sure. So once I started losing weight, it had warmed up some, so I decided to start running. So far, I've lost 48 pounds.
Wow.
And I'm down to less than what I weighed in high school. Very nice. I've also started running almost every day. I prefer running before work, because that entails getting up at 4 a.m., but it's totally worth it.
That's hard.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm up before 4 a.m., and I don't like it. So that totally wasn't a little about me. And probably won't get this read on the podcast. Wrongo, Parker.
You can't lose.
You can't lose. Except wait. There you go. See?
You lose 40.
48 pounds. You can paraphrase it if you'd like to. I didn't, sorry. I just read it flat out. Anyhow, back to praising your podcast. Last week I listened to it for the first time, episode 65, which was hilarious. I knew it was a little over an hour. I told myself I would run until the podcast was over. Next thing I knew, I had ran 7.5 miles.
Jeez.
Very nice. I told myself I had to make it to 8, and that is the furthest I have ever ran, and I have you two to thank for motivating me. Very nice. I will be deploying again soon and planning on catching up on past podcasts while I'm gone. Keep up the good work, guys, and thanks again for the motivation.
Hey, you too.
Yeah. Anyways, P.S. I have a blog, too. One thing I read a while back about getting motivated to run said to start up a blog, so I did. Check it out if you like. It is called Running with Fish. I am still super new to this, and it may look amateurish. Let me know what you think and if you check it out. It is runningwithfish.blogspot.com.
It's hard to breathe when you run with fish.
Unless you just drag them on a, you know, you have a bucket of them with you.
Yeah.
Drag them on
That's
a
heavy then. Well, if you're in the military, aren't you supposed to carry a lot of heavy things?
Yeah. Very nice. He's got his daily mile log up here. His last run was 10.03 miles. That's even more than 8 miles he talked about in the letter.
Oh, that's relaxing.
Yeah, he's got
what
a little,
is that?
He's got a little widget on the side of his blog with some fish swimming around. It's an animated thing with fish swimming around.
It's so like three-dimensional.
I know. I just want to sit and watch that. It's like a little koi pond.
Little hypnotized. All right, you gotta put it away.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit follow on that right now. And I'm going to follow this blog as we speak. Very nice. We got another one from Bill, who writes, I am sitting here at work on Labor Day with nothing to do. Might as well get some emails done. Labor Day was a while ago, so I'll tell you. I just wanted to tell you guys how great your show is. I'm sure you hear it all the time, right?
Yeah.
A TJ runner might have something to say about that.
Yeah.
Remember TJ?
I try to forget, to be honest.
It is great to hear a podcast like yours because it feels as if you're actually having a conversation with your listeners rather than just talking to them. I usually bring you guys on my long run, and it feels like I'm running right alongside you. I currently run around a 10-minute to a 12-minute-per-mile pace, and right now I'm in training for my first marathon, Philadelphia 2009.
Yeah, I hope we get to see him.
Yeah, we probably should because you're doing the full, I'm doing the half.
Yep.
Follow you guys on Twitter and Facebook, and it feels like I know you guys almost personally.
Yeah, he's a buddy.
Yeah. And you can't wait to hear the next episode.
All right.
Yeah. Almost.
If we ever get it out.
Hopefully this will be out very soon. Thank you very much, Bill, and we'll see you on Twitter and Facebook.
Hey.
And we got one last email here from Don, who writes, hey, Nick and Dan, just want to let you know how much I enjoy and appreciate your podcast. I'm an older back-of-the-packer, still hoping to someday run my first marathon. Did the half marathon last year. And you guys make my runs much more interesting.
Oh. Ew. Luna, stop talking. We're not talking to you.
We're speaking to you. I started listening probably about a year ago. I have managed to listen to just about all your escapades now. Enjoy them all, but I have to admit that sometimes I would finish a run before you were done and would try to finish up listening to the episode later in the evening and usually just fell asleep and drained my iPod battery.
Oh, yeah. We do that to a lot of people. Yeah. Make you fall asleep.
Yeah.
Just ask Kelowna Girl.
Yeah, she does that. She does that with us all the time. I love the back and forth between both of you, and it's great to hear how far Dan has come along over time. I love the music and funky recordings that Dan mixes in, and Nick, your experience in running provides a great balance. Congrats on your San Diego Marathon. I have a daughter attending the School of the Art Institute in Chicago, starting junior year for her BFA, so I enjoy your references to your work, too.
Yeah, go into ID. It's money in there. Don't do illustration. There's no money in that. That's my advice.
I listened again.
Sorry.
I tell the same people things about. I tell people the same thing about journalism.
Yeah.
If you got a kid, I'll do it again because now it's like the start of the school year.
Oh yeah.
So I should probably give a little advice to people.
Okay.
If you got kids, or you are yourself thinking about going into journalism, don't.
It's dying.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about illustration either. That might be dying too.
Mm.
Yay!
Yay!
I don't know how the mortgage is going to get paid.
I listened again to one of my favorite episodes during yesterday's run, episode 17. This is the one where Dan gets lost on a 5K.
Oh, yeah.
Second and finishes last. Yeah, that was my second 5K.
I forgot about that one.
That was in Brighton.
I remember that. They were all fast people. They were all teenagers. They were all, what, like, 18? They all ran, like, 4-minute miles. For you. I mean, that was, like, the worst thing you could have done.
I know. That's what I should have just turned around and not even done that one.
Yeah.
Should have just gotten sushi or something.
Next time, honey.
Yeah. Dan starts off with, I see a hill. I think I made a big mistake. I should have brought a compass. Nick tries to cheer him up with comments like, how does it feel to finish dead last? Dan ends the run with a discussion of tripping over his shoelaces on a run. Classic 4 feet running.
Yeah. We're supportive.
Anyway, you guys are great and keep up the great work. I can't imagine all the work involved in doing this, and your efforts are appreciated. Thanks, Dawn.
Yeah, just tell your daughter, don't do illustration.
She can get her money back, right?
They don't like to give it back. No.
Yeah.
Actually, they keep asking me for more money.
Great.
Every other week, it's like, can you donate? No, I don't make any money. Thanks.
Yeah. I get that from my I went to graduate school, and the place I went to graduate school keeps calling me up every so often and sending me emails saying, would you like to give us more money? I gave you already, like, $40,000. You don't need any more. What's another 20 going to do you? We got one voicemail here, by the way. And by the way, our voicemail number changed. Because...
You let it lag? Because it's been over, like, a month since we...
Yeah.
...actually have done a podcast, so...
Yeah. The numbers that we get, the free voicemail number that we use, it lapses if you don't use it once every 30 days.
Hmm.
So I had to get a new one.
So what is it?
It is 206... 376-0767. I don't know if I'm ever going to remember that. It's got a lot of sevens and sixes.
I can't remember any of those. That's what reading is for.
Right. But that's the number, 206-376-0767. And on the day that I set up that new phone number, I happened to be on Twitter, which I'm rarely on Twitter ever. I mean, anyway, I'm never on it.
No. Right.
But I just so happened to be on it. And someone was telling me that, you know, the actor Edward Norton from Fight Club and Everyone Says I Love You and various other films, American History X, I think.
The Hulk,
yeah, he was in the second Hulk movie. I can't believe we f***ed up the first one so badly, let's redo it, Hulk movie.
Yeah, it still wasn't any better.
Not really. But he's on Twitter, and he's going to be running the New York City Marathon.
Ah.
So I started Twittering with his name in it, trying to get him to start listening to 4 Feet Running, and or call our voicemail number, so that he could leave a very special message for us.
Did he?
Well, let's listen.
Hello, this is Edward Norton. I'm the famous Hollywood actor, and I heard that a man called Fonz Black was tweeting about me. I think that's what you call it. I'm too busy acting to do things like that. You may know me from such famous films as American X, that film I did with the famous guy, the Italian actor. And the dude that was in Godfather. The heist or the score, and the fat guy that used to be skinny who used to have the motorcycle movie, and everybody thought he was great till he got real fat, and the guy who beats people up because they look at him funny, that was a film I did. And I've done many other films, such as I tell lots of my fans to look them up on the movie websites and things. But I'm a fan of your show, Fonz Black, and Mike the Painter, Painter Mike. I wanted to let you know that I do listen, and that next time I do a famous film with some famous actors, I'll do my best to talk about your show in the film. I think I was also in that movie about fighting with somebody, and I may have been in a movie where I kissed a girl. Well, thanks, Fonz Black, for being my fan. This is Edward Norton, and I really deeply appreciate it.
That sounds suspiciously like a bald man who likes to run to Disney.
Suspiciously, yeah. I heard the baldness in his voice.
I did hear the baldness in his voice. Is that Mickey Mouse in the background?
Thank you very much, Edward Norton, the actor from Hollywood.
You must hang around with Ed McMahon.
Yeah. Also, I was trying to get Eddie Izzard to also listen to the show and call in. He's the UK comic who is now doing, like, I don't know, his 40-something marathon.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Yeah.
Is he doing it in a dress? Because that's his shtick.
Yeah, he's a transvestite. Yeah. Wearing a little running skirt.
Comfortable.
Yeah. He's a very funny man. But, yeah. So I think apparently we can only have people named Ed call on the show.
Oh, okay.
And just for no apparent reason, you should check out Gordon on Running to Disney. RunToDisney.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good show, I hear. Yeah. Edward Norton, you know what? Edward Norton might want to check that one out, too.
Yes, I think he should.
Yeah.
Right, Ed? You should. You're listening, I'm sure.
Yeah. When you're training for your New York City Marathon, check out Running to Disney. You guys would love each other. You'd have a great time hanging out.
Yep, being bald.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that is it for all the mails. All right. And things that we got.
Time to go to Home Depot.
Yes.
fix up the house.
Yes, I gotta do some home improvement work.
Hmm.
Arr, arr, arr.
That was the 90s. We're staying in the 80s now.
Right. So, if you would like to email us and have your email read on the show, you can write to 4feetrunning@gmail.com with the number 4feetrunning@gmail.com. If you want to look at the show notes and some pictures, which I think I forgot to do last episode.
Yes, you did. They were on your camera.
Right. So. The blog is at 4feetrunning.blogspot.com, the number 4feetrunning.blogspot.com. Our new phone number is 206-376-0767. That's 206-376-0767. That still doesn't spell anything cool that I could
have. Can't you just keep going for new numbers until it spells something cool?
I guess, but you gotta wait for like a month for it to lapse. For, you can't just sort of tell it, I don't want that number. You gotta take whatever they give you.
I'm like too short for that.
Yeah. We should spell something cool. It doesn't even, if you even pretend like the zero is an O,
yeah.
It doesn't even spell anything good. Anyway.
Myrna has to go eat now.
Okay. So from us, Nick and Dan, we will see you later.
Bye. You gonna say bye, Myrna?
Say
no, bye. You're not gonna go?
What?
What? What's that? Say it again. Speak. Speak.
What? Don't eat the microphone, it's expensive. With my breakfast, and I've just been having some Gatorade. I'm a little bit like,
okay.
I'm like, woo!